9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a
bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed for misdemeanors, dreamer, held back, sad as Loki, still a deer. And I still shake a bull squat. Ran for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that dog in Sosa. Shot my dog in Fat Trail. Shot my dog in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict watch the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's time for game number 101 of the season, the Rough Riders and Missions, getting ready for the fifth game of this six-game series, and we welcome you into San Antonio, Texas. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you, and hope everyone is enjoying their Saturday. Thanks for being with us this fine evening, and as the Rough Riders come back into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, they look for a series victory tonight. They won the first three games before dropping last night 5-2. And in an attempt to win the series, they turned to Winston Santos, the number 17 prospect in the Rangers organization. He's looking for a bounce-back start. Tough one his last time out against the Tulsa Drillers, allowing six runs on six hits, including a pair of home runs over his 2 2/3 innings. So an opportunity for him to bounce back against a team that's really been struggling on the offensive side, and in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark here at the Wolf. On the other side, it's the top pitching prospect for the Padres organization and their number 3 overall prospect, Ryan Burgert, who makes his sixth career start against the Rough Riders. He's 0-3, but has a 3.91 ERA, a very respectable mark. It's his fourth start this season against the Rough Riders, and this year a 3.38 ERA head-to-head against the Riders. Should be a good pitching matchup between these two, both big prospects within their organizations and both young pitchers who have been throwing decently well as of late, but a few struggles for both of them. The Rough Riders have had good starting pitching in this series, including the last 2 days, with Mitch Bratt and Kamar Rocker combining to throw 9 shutout innings. Bratt went 5 innings, allowing just 1 hit over his 5, and then Kamar Rocker went shutout over 4, allowing just 1 hit yesterday. The Rough Riders losing that fourth game of the series last night by a score of 5-2 as San Antonio put up 4 runs in the 4th inning against reliever Nick Krauth, and then another run in the 7th. The only runs the Rough Riders could muster were in the 6th inning on a solo home run from Cooper Johnson, and then in the 7th, an RBI double by Caber Rodriguez. And the Rough Riders only had 2 runs on 4 hits in that ballgame yesterday. So they'll look to get back on their winning ways as Frisco has won 7 of their last 11 games coming into this one, and have a good opportunity to continue their success here in the Wolf, as they are 10-1 here in this ballpark and 14-2 overall this season against the San Antonio Missions. Yesterday we got to catch up with one of the newest Rough Riders, Jackson Kelly, a reliever from Marietta, Georgia, just outside the city of Atlanta. A really good story, a guy who's a sidearm thrower, and it's a two-part interview. We'll get you part one of that interview today, and then part two tomorrow in the series finale before Emiliano Teodo makes the start for the Rough Riders. It's game 5 between the Riders and the Missions coming up here at 7:05. Thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us. Jackson Kelly, Rough Riders reliever, joins us on the other side of the break here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back on the pregame show. We're here in San Antonio, and we're joined by the newest Rough Rider, Jackson Kelly, a reliever. And first of all, congratulations on the promotion up here to Double A. How did it happen, and how were you told you were coming up here to Frisco?
Yeah, we actually had a rain out in High A. Game ended early. Wasn't expecting it at all, and coach just told me I was going to Double A in the after-game meeting.
What was the excitement level to come up here to this level for you?
I mean, it's awesome. It's a big step to go where I want to go. So, I mean, I'm really excited.
When you went up to Hickory last year at the kind of midpoint of the season and then started there again this year, what do you think are some of the biggest things that you were able to change in the offseason to have the success you had this year?
Worked on strength a lot. And then the main thing's been just keeping care of my body better than I did last year, eating better, staying more focused in the weight room, stretching, mobility, stuff like that. I think it's helped me.
When you're on the hill and you're pitching well, what's really going well for you?
Pounding the zone, slider rising, that's the biggest key. That's where I get most of my swing and miss. I like to say focus, stay calm, slow the game down.
We're joined by Jackson Kelly here on the pregame show. Now, you know a lot of these guys. Obviously, you played with them in Hickory either last year or this year. But what's it like coming into a new team and a new clubhouse, and especially a new environment with new ballparks?
It's been really easy. They've all welcomed me. It's a lot of guys I played with, a lot of guys I know, a lot of older guys like me. So we get along. It's like really a mature locker room, really fun.
And obviously this team has made the playoffs already, so yeah. Getting a chance to pitch in meaningful ball games and playing in some pretty close ones as well. You came in your first AA debut through two scoreless innings. How do you assess how you pitched in that?
I didn't really have any expectations because I haven't pitched at this level before, so I just went out there and did what I can do. I didn't put too much pressure on myself. I was happy with it. I got outs. There's some room for improvement, but I was pretty happy with it overall.
Joined by Jackson Kelly. I want to rewind a little bit on your past. You grew up in the Atlanta area in Georgia. What was your relationship with baseball like from a young age?
I've loved it. I started playing when I was 4 or 5. Never wanted to stop. I've played every single year, every single summer, all that. Played on multiple teams a year. It's been a blessing. I mean, I've had a ton of fun, met a ton of people, dudes that I'll talk to for the rest of my life. It's been a great thing.
All right, that's Jackson Kelly, Rough Riders reliever. Jackson, thanks so much, and welcome to Frisco.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back into San Antonio as we're getting you set pregame for game number 5 of this 6-game series between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Another head-to-head matchup between these two teams, and it should be, well, what on paper anyway, looks to be a very good pitching matchup between Ryan Berger and Winston Santos. We're excited to bring it to you here from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Before first pitch, coming up at 5 past the top of the hour, let's take a look at the starting lineups first for the Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the manager, back from his 1-game suspension yesterday after the benches clearing incident on Thursday night, and that involved 7 ejections between the two teams. Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leads it off. Then it's Max Acosta hitting second and playing second, and Josh Hatcher is at first base. He hits in the 3 spot. Cody Freeman at third, Abimelech Ortiz in right field, and Aaron Zavala in left field make up the middle third. Luis Mieses plays in his 4th Rough Riders game at DH. Pringer Chavez is the shortstop, batting in the 8 spot, and Scott Capers, the catcher, is in the 9 spot today for the Riders. Once again, it's Osuna, Acosta, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Zavala, Mieses, Chavez and Capers for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup Winston Santos will take on. For San Antonio, Ripken Reyes at second base, Connor Hollis in center, and Cole Cummings in left. Middle third, Robbie Tenorowicz at first, Marcos Castagnon at third, and Michael De La Cruz at catcher. And the bottom third is Lucas Dunn at DH, Robert Perez Jr. in right field, and Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop. Once again, it's Reyes, Hollis, Cummings, Tenorowicz, Castagnon, De La Cruz, Dunn, Perez, and Ditter. Ryan Burgert ready to take the mound out in front of us for San Antonio. We'll have the first pitch in the play-by-play of today's game when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
Have come storming back. It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a warm but gorgeous night for baseball in San Antonio, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders in the San Antonio Missions, game number 5 of this 6-game series here on the Riders Baseball Network. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you as the Rough Riders are ready to go for Game 5. A win today, and the Riders win this series. They've won 3 of the first 4 games. They won the first 3 before dropping it 5-2 last night in a game in which Kamar Rocker stole the show with 4 shutout innings in his start. But the Rough Riders' bullpen could not pitch up to that standard quite, as they allowed 5 runs in the back end. So Alejandro Osuna is set to lead things off against Ryan Berger. He's the number 1 pitching prospect in the Padres organization and the number 3 overall prospect. Berger making his 6th start in his career against the Rough Riders. It's start number 4 this season in his career. He's 0-3 with a 3.91 ERA. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, and the game's first pitch. It's a fastball high, 1-0. We're underway at 7:07, just 2 minutes tardy on this very warm Saturday evening. Berger looks over the top of a tan glove from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, it's 1-1. 97 degrees, our first pitch temperature today with a feels like of 99. Sun shining up above, casting long shadows parallel to the third baseline. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Osuna. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1-2 on the Riders center fielder. Wind blowing in very slightly from right center field at 8 miles an hour with 13 mile an hour gusts. One of the least windy days we've had here in San Antonio. And normally, here in this very pitcher-friendly ballpark, the wind does blow in. 1-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field, sending Cummings back on a dead sprint to the warning track, over his head, off the track, and bangs up against the fence. It takes a high hop on him. He collects and throws it back in, and Osuna pulls in at second. He's got himself a first-inning leadoff double. Osuna taking that pitch to the opposite way with authority. If you get it to the warning track in left center field on the fly, that's quite a poke here in this park. And he has himself his 9th double in 25 games with the Rough Riders. That's now a whopping 14 extra base hits for him in 24 games with Frisco, or 25, I should say. So he's in scoring position with Max Acosta standing in from the right side. And Bergert steps off. Michael De La Cruz, his catcher, jogs on out to have a chat. The first inning has been the trouble inning for Ryan Berger this year. He's allowed 11 runs in the first, which is the most out of any singular inning this season for him. The 24-year-old stands 6'1", 210 pounds, a native of Canton, Ohio. He was drafted in the 6th round out of West Virginia back in 2021 by the Padres, and he's had a bit of a tough season this year. Nothing like his season last year. This season, a 6.07 ERA. In 15 starts. He readies from the stretch, and he brings it home. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Connor Hall is cutting over from center. He's under it, and he gets behind it to make the catch. Osuna tags and bluffs towards third base. He's back in at second. Fly ball out to center field by Acosta on the first pitch. One out, and here's Josh Hatcher for the Rough Riders in a scoreless top of the first inning, just underway. Berger, not a big strikeout guy, but very good with his command. He's only walked 19 batters in 56 and a third innings this season, but opponents are hitting 308 against him, one of the highest averages in the Texas League. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball, roped to the right side, skimming across the dirt right to Tanerowitz at first. He vacuums it in and takes it to the bag. Osuna moves to third on the play. There are two down in the first inning. The Rough Riders with a base runner 90 feet away from scoring the first run. And Cody Freeman stands in. He's 1-for-7 against Ryan Berger this season. His lone hit a single. 2-for-12 in the series. Rough Riders coming in still with the best record in all of AA at 63-37, 19-12 in the second half. The pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. At 19-12, record in the second half is tied for first place in the Texas League South with Midland, who they'll see next week. San Antonio at 15-15. They're 3.5 games back of both the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. 1-0 offering on the way to Freeman. That sits outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Game number 101 on the season here in 2024. Freeman ahead of the count, stands back in from the right side. High Red Sox, as always, rests the bat on his right shoulder. Berger from the stretch kicks home. That's at the top of the zone a strike, and it's now 2-1 on Freeman. Jack Wasson has balls and strikes behind the plate. Travis Brewer at first. Kyle Stutz, the crew chief, is at third. Remember, the same crew that we've had all week, including that benches clearing incident on Thursday. 2-1. There's a foul ball back behind home and out of play, and it's 2-2. 7 ejections, 4 from the Rough Riders side and 3 from the Mission side in that incident. It took 26 minutes to sort out. Riders trying to draw first blood here in the top of the first inning with a runner at third and two outs, no score. 2-2. Swinging a soft ground ball out to short. Ditter collects, sets his feet, throws sidearm onto first and gets Freeman side retired. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors and a runner left on. Bottom one next, Winston Santos takes the hill when we come back on Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning in San Antonio. The Rough Riders held scoreless in the top half. Now Winston Santos to the mound. Ripken Reyes leads it off. Reyes 4-for-12 in the series, a 333 average. Hitting just 221 on this season, though, but he's driven in 5 runs in this series. Santos with a black glove just offset to the right of his head. He winds and fires, and it fits on the outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1 on Reyes. Santos, the number 17 prospect in the Rangers organization. The 0-1, flicked out of play, foul down the left side. It's 0-2 quickly on Reyes, and he's known for throwing a lot of strikes. Santos is coming off a really tough start his last time out against Tulsa. He rocks in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive, hit towards first, and Hatcher airs out, reaches skyward, and plucks it out of the air. A great play. Hatcher had to wait on it to try and time it up perfectly, and he just was able to, reaching up in the air to pull it down, and one down. Here's Connor Hollis now. Nifty play at first base. One out, scoreless first in the pitch. Hollis takes a fastball middle-middle. It's 0-1. Hollis has really been struggling for the most part this season, batting just .225, but 4-for-11 in the series. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. That's the best out of anybody in this San Antonio lineup, so elevated from the 9-hole to the 2 spot today. Hollis was ejected as part of that Thursday craziness. He stands into the right side once again, and Santos the 0-2. There's a fly ball hit to center field, sending Osuna back, still on a dead run. He slows up, squares his shoulders back to the infield, makes the catch, two away. Two up, two down. Cole Cummings stands in, just 1-for-16 in this series. Mention that start for Santos against Tulsa. He allowed 6 runs on 6 hits, 2 of them leaving the ballpark. He deals here. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 0-1. 7 pitches, all strikes for Santos. And that's been the biggest thing for him, is trying to find the quality of strikes. The 0-1 on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. He walked 3 in that start against Tulsa, something that's very rare for him. The pitch home. That's down and in. It's his first pitch he's missed with today. 1-2. 2 outs, bases clear, no score in the first inning. Santos looks in for his sign. He's got it once again in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way to Freeman at third, playing in the shift at the shortstop spot. He throws over to first and in time to get Cummings for the final out of this 1-2-3 first inning. Rough Riders in Mission, scoreless to the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second, a scoreless game between the Rough Riders and Missions. Stop me if you've heard that before, as we've had some pretty low-scoring affairs so far in this series. Both teams went scoreless through 6 innings in the first game. The Rough Riders won 1-0 in Game 3, and then yesterday were scoreless through the first 4 innings for a 4-run fifth for the Missions. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off for the Riders here in the second. First pitch from Berger. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. Ortiz 2-for-4 against Berger this season. He's looking for his first hit in the series, though. 0-for-12. 0-1 pitch. Up and away, and it's 1-1. Ortiz has walked twice.
He was tearing the cover off the ball coming into this series, but he's slowed down a little bit here. 1-1 pitch. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow center field. Connor Hollis jogging in. And he's under it to put it away. One out here in the second. Aaron Zavala steps to the plate. In his time both this year and last year against Burgert, he's 3-for-9 with a double against the right-hander. Burgert made two starts against the Rough Riders last year, allowing four earned across 7 innings. This season, a 3.38 ERA and his three starts against the Riders. First pitch. The breaking ball lands in there for a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Zavala 4-for-12 in the series. He's walked five times. 0-1. He swings and hits it hard on the ground, but right to the shortstop Reyes on one hop. He shuffles to his left and fields and throws out Zavala at first base. There are two away. It was an 11-pitch first inning for Burgert, and he is cruising so far through this second. He has the first two outs on just five pitches. There's Luis Mieses, the designated hitter. Top of the second, no score between the Rough Riders and Missions. Burgert rocks and offers. There's a foul ball back behind home off Mieses' bat. It's 0-1. Through his first three games of the Rough Riders, former White Sox farmhand is 5-for-13. That's a 385 average. Here's the wind in the 0-1. There's a line drive over second into right center. It's a base hit for Luis Mieses. Well, he's got himself another hit. Now 6-for-14 in a Rough Riders uniform. Pitch off the inside corner. He shortened his swing, got the inside of the bat to it, hitting it a little bit inside towards the handle off the barrel, but able to fight it off into right field, showing that good strength. Two out base runner, and here's Franer Chavez. Rough Riders have the only two hits in this game so far. Burgert offers. Chavez bunts down the third baseline, and a beauty. Castagnon picks it up, and there's nothing he can do about it. Franer Chavez bunts for a base hit down the third baseline. Oh, just a perfect late square. And he couldn't have stood at home plate and rolled it down the third baseline any better. Chavez is now 4-for-10 in this series with that bunt base hit. And now Scott Capers, who's been an RBI machine for the Rough Riders in the games he's played in, stands in from the right side. And the first pitch on the way to the Riders' catcher. On the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. He had two RBIs and a double in the one game he played in this series. That was back in game two. The Riders won 11-5. He has seven RBIs in his 11 games. 0-1. Down in the dirt, off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. He has six hits this year with the Riders. Four have been for extra bases. Two doubles, two home runs. Mieses leads from second. Chavez from first. Burgert readies. And the 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and one strike on the catcher. Just 6-for-37, though, with the Riders. Trying for a little two-out rally here with back-to-back two-out singles in the second inning. Still no score. The pitch. There's a high fly ball hit well down the left field line. Forget it! It's long gone! Scott Capers with his third home run. No, a foul ball. Oh, goodness. Just foul. Oh, man. That looked like a homer. But called foul by home plate umpire Jack Wasson. And the foul poles are extremely short here at the Wolf. And it looked like it went over the foul pole. It was hit so far, but it's a foul ball. Man, that would have been his third home run of the season. So we'll try it again now with the 2-2 pitch. Burgert readies and offers him. And it's on the outside corner, strike three called. Well, from jubilation to disappointment here in the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second. The Rough Riders and Missions, 0-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders in Missions, no score. Winston Santos back to the hill after a 10-pitch, 1-2-3 first inning. Robbie Tenorowicz, Marcos Castagnon, and Michael De La Cruz, the first three due up. Right-hander against right-hander in the first pitch. High and tight, he hit him. 27th hit by pitch, and Tenorowicz is staring out at Santos. And then as soon as he was, Rough Riders dugout started barking at him, and then Tenorowicz looked into the Riders dugout and said, "My bad." Travis Brewer, the first base umpire, had to grab him and kind of usher him down to first base. So, I mean, this is a guy in Robbie Tenorowicz who leans into pitches a little bit. His 27th time he's gotten hit by a pitch, which is tied for the most in minor league baseball. I don't think there's any intention there. It just clipped his elbow. Here's Marcos Castagnon and the pitch. Way outside with a breaking ball, slipped out of his hand, one ball and no strikes. We did have tempers flare on Thursday, if you're just joining us, and had 7 ejections, so always something to keep an eye on. This Missions team gets hit by a pitch a lot, the offering. There's a ground ball out to second. Acosta's got it on to second for one. Chavez to first, double play. Riders roll it, 4-6-3. And just like that, there are two down. Just 3 pitches into this second inning. So the hit-by-pitch eliminated. The Missions have been hit over 100 times this year with Tenorowicz and Ripken Reyes accounting for over half of those by themselves. The pitch is outside to Michael De La Cruz, and it's one ball and no strikes. No score, bottom two. Santos looks in, the 1-0. That's up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. If you're looking at the minor league leaderboard or dashboard to try and figure out, you know, who are the hit-by-pitch leaders, you're going to see Missions all over the place. 2-0. There's a fly ball down the left side and foul out of play. Two balls and one strike. Slight pull side shift on the infield. 2-1. And slivers low, and it's 3 balls and one strike now on De La Cruz, who's 1-for-8 in the series. Santos threw just 10 pitches in the first. Off to a good start here in the second. The 3-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's now 3-2. Fifth career double-A start for the right-hander. Payoff pitch.
There's a ground ball up the middle right at the shortstop, Chavez. Behind the second base bag, he collects and throws him out. Inning over. Double play behind Winston Santos after a hit by pitch. And it ends up being another minimum facing inning for the right-hander. Top three next, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. Top half of the third inning, top of the order for the Rough Riders in a scoreless game. Alejandro Osuna leads it off in the pitch. It's over the heart of the plate. Against Osuna for Ryan Berger, it's 0-1. Riders center fielder doubled the left center his last time up to the opposite way. 0-1. Low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike on Osuna. I mentioned Ryan Berger out of West Virginia. Missed his final season due to Tommy John surgery in 2021. 1-1. There's a swing and a miss and a good changeup below the zone. 1-2 on Osuna. And that hurt his draft stock a little bit. He was picked in the sixth round because of that, but he's turned into quite the minor league performer. In fact, if you were to look at the back of his baseball card and check out last year, it was an incredible year for him. 1-2. That's up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. His 2.73 ERA was 12th in all of minor league baseball among those who threw at least 100 innings last year. And really thought that that would transition into a good year this year. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Late swing by Osuna. He's down on strikes. It's the first K for Berger. One away, and Max Acosta stands in. But Berger struck out 126 batters in over 105 innings last year. But that just hasn't translated this year to a ton of strikeouts. The pitch, that's low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Max Acosta with one down here in the third. A season ago, he had a nearly 30% strikeout rate. The pitch is lofted off the end of the bat into shallow right field. It drops in, and Max Acosta has himself a one-out base hit. He singles to the right side, fourth hit for the Riders, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. This season, a strikeout rate under 20%, which is well below average. The league average is around 23%. He has the lowest walk rate of his career this year, but just not striking a lot of batters out. There's the stretch and the offering home. That fits on the outside corner, a strike with a backdoor slider. It's 0-1. And because of that, that's led to a lot of balls put in play against him, and it's led to a very high batting average in balls in play against him. The offering. That's outside, and it's 1-1. And they say the average is around 300
across a total season. If you have a higher batting average with balls in play as a pitcher, it means you're getting unlucky. And if it's below 300, it means you're getting lucky. The throw goes over to first. Acosta back in safely. Very close play. But for Burgert, a guy who is allowing a lot more balls in play against him than the average because of the low strikeout rate and high exit velocities as well, and that's led to that higher batting average on balls in play and led to an over 300 batting average against him. The offering is just low and outside. It's two balls and one strike on Hatcher. So it's been a tough season for the right-hander. Trying to figure it out here at the double-A level where he's run into a bunch of trouble. He's still just 24 years old, though. 2-1. Down in the dirt. Off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike on Hatcher, who's got a good count after grounding out in the first inning to first base. Hatcher 4-for-9 in his career against Burgert. He's 6-for-13 in this series as well. 3-1 pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Hatcher's been really good head-to-head against the Missions this season. He's driven in 12 runs over his 13 games coming into tonight and hitting .367 with an over .850 OPS against the Missions. Another throw over to first, not in time. Three balls and two strikes on Hatcher with Cody Freeman on deck. Acosta dances from first in the pitch. On the outside corner is strike three called. Got him with the slider. Second strikeout for Burgert, two away. Cody Freeman takes his turn. Ground out to short his last time up. Nothing-nothing our score. Top of the third inning. Freeman a ground out to end the inning in the first. First pitch. Slider for a strike. 0-1. She looks like the cutter. Four-pitch mix. Burgert, fastball, slider, cutter, and changeup. He pins the glove to his left hip. He's got his sign. And he throws. Max goes. Pitches a strike. Throw down to second. Got him. Perfect throw from Michael De La Cruz. A one-hop strike. And Ripken Reyes laid down the tag after picking it. Acosta caught stealing for the eighth time this year to end the inning in the third. Bottom half of the third inning next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball.
Bottom third of the order due up for San Antonio in this home half of the third inning. Nothing-nothing our score. Riders in Missions. Lucas Dunn, the right-handed batter, in the first pitch from Santos. It is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zach Bigley with you. Thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us. As the Rough Riders have had all four hits combined between these two teams so far. Santos hit Robbie Tanerowicz in the second, but got a double play, and he spaced the minimum. 1-0. There's a high pop-up back behind home. Foul ground. Capers gets rid of the mask. Back to the warning track, and it's into the second row of seats behind home. One ball and one strike. Cody Freeman comes down from third and grabs Scott Capers' mask and hands it off to him. Always seems like Gabriel Rodriguez and Cody Freeman are competing for the best teammate award on this team. Both great guys. Gabriel's off tonight. One ball and one strike on Dunn in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider. It's one ball and two strikes. The changeup from Santos. Probably not where he wants that changeup, but got the swing and miss either way. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Dunn. Lucas Dunn got the nickname Swiss Army Knife during his time in college at Louisville. He was known for playing a lot of different positions, and he took it even a step further once he got to pro ball. 2-2. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. It lands in fair. Ortiz cuts it off and slings it back in, holding Dunn to a single. First hit today for San Antonio. Robert Perez stands in. 0-0 our score. As soon as Lucas Dunn got into instructs once he was picked up by the Padres, they approached him about the idea of playing catcher. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Perez takes outside, one ball and no strikes. He agreed to it, and they messed around with it a little bit. He ended up playing four games at catcher with Low A Lake Elsinore, but hasn't played any catcher since 2022. He's played everywhere in his minor league career except for two positions, pitcher and shortstop. He's DHing today. He takes his lead from first, and the 1-0. High and tight, it's two balls and no strikes on Perez. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. Already one double play for Santos today. 2-0 offering on the way. High and tight again. Three balls and no strikes. Santos in his four starts with the Rough Riders, 49% of the balls put in play against him have been in the air, fly balls. That's the highest rate of his career. Before this season, he was more of a ground ball pitcher than he was a fly ball pitcher. 3-0. That's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. But a lot more fly balls so far here at the AA level in a very small sample size. We've seen more ground balls today than fly balls. The pitch, it's fouled straight back, and it's 3-2. Dunn takes his lead from first. Playing in just his fourth game here at the AA level. And draws a throw. Santos fires it over. Not in time. It was announced earlier today by the Rangers that Rough Riders pitcher Robbie Ahlstrom has been promoted up to the AAA level. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. Winston Santos has his first strikeout. One away, and Ray Patrick Ditter stands in the ninth spot. So our congratulations go out to Robbie Ahlstrom, who was such a big part of this Rough Riders bullpen. 25-year-old finished his time with the Rough Riders this year with 30 appearances. First pitch, Ditter takes high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. He went 3-1 with a 1.85 ERA. Opponents hit just 187 off the left-hander. There's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss right by him with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. But more than anything, Robbie was a great guy to have around the clubhouse, and really wishing him well. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Fouled straight back. It's 1-2. Well, the Oregon guys are dropping like flies. Ahlstrom and Kellen Strom both up to AAA. Aaron Zavala is still here, though. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Before that, a throw over to first base, not in time. Ditter stands in from the right side. So the Rough Riders, having lost Tyler Owens and Robbie Ahlstrom in the last couple weeks, looking a little different in the back end with the pitch. Down in the dirt, Capers tries to block. It's off of his chest protector to his left, though, and Dunn moves up to second base on the wild pitch. Two balls and two strikes on Ditter. Still no score in the bottom of the third. I'm talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, before today's game, saying he really likes what he's seeing out of Ricky DeVito in the last few games. 2-2. Just a bit low. Looked like he had the bottom of the zone, didn't get the call. There's a chance Ricky DeVito, along with Skylar Hales, could slot in the back end for the Riders in the bullpen. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a check swing with a slider. And they're two down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Santos. Ripken Reyes stands in now. Top of the order, second time through for the Missions. Santos trying to pitch out of this mini jam in the offering. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow left field right at Zavala. He's under it to make the two-handed catch, and the inning comes to a close for Santos in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the top of the fourth inning next. It's nothing-nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders and Missions are still scoreless. Cody Freeman was at the plate in the third inning when Max Acosta was caught attempting to steal, and he leads things off here in the fourth. First pitch home from Berger. That's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Freeman grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Riders have four hits, and they've stranded a base runner in two of the three innings so far. 1-0. That's up and outside. Two balls and no strikes on Freeman. Just 2 for 13 now in the series.
with a double. Slumping just a little bit at the plate right now, trying to turn it around. 2-0. He swings and misses. Out in front, it's two balls and one strike. Freeman has been so much better at home this season than he has been on the road. He continues to have the best home batting average in the Texas League. Hitting .339 at home, just .202 on the road. And the OPS is matched. 2-1, popped up, back behind home, foul out of play. That's 2-2. 992 OPS at home, .583 on the road. It's been a completely different hitter in the two places. 2-2. He reaches out, pokes it down the right field line, and just fouled. Still two balls and two strikes on the third baseman. He's still been a good run producer, though. Total of 49 RBIs this year. Second on the club to just Josh Hatcher, who has 52, top 10 in the league. Berger the 2-2. Soft tapper foul back behind home. And it's still two balls and two strikes on Freeman, leading off the fourth. When Berger works ahead in the count, he is so much more effective. When he really struggles is when he falls behind. 2-2, way outside, three balls and two strikes, and he's behind here. This will be the eighth pitch to Freeman. When he's behind in the count, he's allowing a .364 batting average, as opposed to .214 when he's ahead. 3-2, there's a high fly ball blasted down the left field line and deep. That ball is gone! Cody Freeman puts the Riders on the board. His 13th home run to lead the club. Frisco leads 1-0. Just his fourth home run on the road this season. He worked ahead. He got the bat head out in front as well and lifted off down the left field line here in San Antonio. Second home run of the series for the Rough Riders, and they take the lead. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, the pitch. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. Cody Freeman wins the battle, the eighth pitch of that at-bat, and he blasted it out to left field down the line where it's 310 feet, but that one was way up on the berm. 0-1. That's over the heart of the plate. It's 0-2. So Ortiz down in the count here to Berger. Ortiz flying out to center field off the end of the bat in the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. He strikes out. Berger with his third K, and there's one away in the fourth. Aaron Zavala steps in now for the Riders. Zavala bounced out to second in the second inning. Offering home. This is away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Riders leading 1-0 on the back of a solo homer by Cody Freeman. One-oh offering. There's a ground ball to the right side, and it leaks through into right field, a base hit. Aaron Zavala singling with one down here in the fourth. Got the bat head out in front. Grounded it through the right side. Some action out of the bullpen for San Antonio. It's Daniel Camarena who's loosening, the former big leaguer. Luis Mieses steps in. Runner at first, one down, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Berger made just three starts in July and threw 1, 2, and 3 innings in those starts. So pitching here in the fourth. Starting to see Camarena get up. Here's the 0-1. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Mieses singled into right field back in the second. Riders up 1-0. Right-hander readies. And the 1-1. Check swing, and he didn't go. Pitch off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike on Mieses. Freiner Chavez waits on deck for the Riders. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Chase below the zone. It's on the changeup. The slider, rather. Two balls and two strikes. Mieses calls time and steps out. A shift on the pole side for him on the infield, straight up in the outfield. Wind blowing in from right center field to his pole side. Bergard readies in the 2-2. A line drive looped into left field, down the line, and drops in a fair ball. Zavala racing around second. He puts on the brakes, heads back into the second base bag. It's back-to-back singles for the Riders. Three hits in this inning. A home run and two singles. And now Freiner Chavez takes his turn, and we'll see how short the leash is on Ryan Berger. Jeff Andrews gets up, and the pitching coach makes his way out of the dugout. We'll go have a chat with Berger. Camarena continues to loosen out in the bullpen down the left field line. Andrews, the former Riders pitching coach, slow walk out there as we were used to seeing over nine seasons with Frisco. Hey, Riders fans, want to remind you that after winning the first half crown of the Texas League South, the Rough Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. Riders will host at least one game in the playoffs on Thursday, September 19th, and an if necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Riders advance, Frisco will host Game 1 of the Championship Series on Sunday, September 22nd. Don't miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title, and get your playoff tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Jeff Andrews done on the mound. Rough Riders with runners at first and second and one down in this fourth inning. Freiner Chavez, a bunt single down the third baseline his last time up, and the switch hitter steps in. Chavi, one of the few players, one of the three, rather, on the Riders who were on that 2022 Texas League Championship team, as the first pitch is low, 1-0. Jeff Andrews was the pitching coach with that club. Jared Gettert, the manager. Chavi, 4-for-10 in the series. Offering in. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Let's go, 1-0 Rough Riders, trying to add to this lead here with one out and two aboard. 1-1 pitch. There's a ground ball chopped to the right side. Tenerowicz tries to backhand. It's Reyes behind him who gets it. Throws to the covering pitcher, Berger. It's in time to get Chavez. Both runners move up. Zavala to third. Mieses to second base. And Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. It's a 4-1 putout. Capers struck out back in the second inning after hitting what looked like a three-run home run down the left field line. That was a foul ball. 1-for-3 against Burgert in 2023, but first time facing him that last time up. Here's the stretch in the right-hander's first pitch. Capers takes away with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. The home run that Burgert allowed earlier in the inning, just the sixth home run he'd allowed all season in 16 starts. Up and in. Two balls and no strikes on Cape. Alejandro Osuna on deck if we get that far, representing the top of the card. Riders bottom of the order trying to do some damage here. Bergert nods yes at the sign. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. He went on a breaking ball away. Two balls and one strike now on Capers. Riders have struggled overall in this series with runners in scoring position. They're 0-for-5 tonight. Time called. In their last 13 games, they're hitting just 184 with runners in scoring position. On the season, they're third in the Texas League, hitting 265. Capers back in from the right side. Two balls and one strike. Pitch home. Up and away. Three balls and one strike. First base is open, but this is the last guy you want to walk if you're Berger. He readies in the payoff. Or excuse me, the 3-1 is in there for a strike. Now the next pitch will be the payoff. It's 3-2. This might be his final hitter no matter what. This next pitch will be his 66th. He fires home. Fouled straight back. Still three balls and two strikes on Capers. And with a slider, that one in the middle of the plate. Capers probably wants that pitch back. See what he goes with here on 3-2. He looks back to second, brings it home. Fastball, low and away, ball four, bases loaded. Scott Capers draws the walk, and that's it for Ryan Berger. Luke Montz out of the dugout. A long walk out to the hill. He's bringing the hook with him. Daniel Camarena, the former big leaguer, will come out of the bullpen when we return after this pitching change here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
4 major leaguer Daniel Camarena is the pitcher out of the bullpen in the fourth inning with the Rough Riders. The bases loaded and two down. Already a home run earlier in the inning by Cody Freeman. It's 1-0 Frisco. Camarena made three starts against the Riders last year for the Missions. A 3.07 ERA. Had five runs over 14 and two-thirds innings with a couple strikeouts. This season, making his first appearance with the Missions, he's pitched at every level so far. 14 outings with El Paso. He's really struggled a 9.75 ERA. Bases loaded. Left on left, first pitch. Osuna watches a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Osuna 1-for-2 with a double today. Riders can really gash this one open with a ball in the gap. 0-1. Osuna grounds it foul off his own foot, and it's 0-2. 20 games this year, 8 starts for Camarena. 1-7, a 9.41 ERA overall. Opponents are hitting 337 against him, and he's allowed 16 homers this year. He stretches. And the 0-2. Low and away with a breaking ball in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. Now, granted, 13 of those homers came in El Paso, and that's a very huge run environment up in the PCL. Nonetheless, that's a lot of home runs. 1-2, way outside. Two balls and two strikes. This can be a difficult matchup for a left-hander. It's kind of a cross-firer. 2-2 home. Breaking ball, sits outside. Three balls, two strikes. That one well off the plate. Zavala at third, Mieses at second, Capers at first. 3-2 pitch, runners take off, it's low, ball four, and the Riders take a 2-0 lead. Bases loaded walk for Alejandro Osuna. Aaron Zavala scores, everyone moves up a base. Good plate appearance for Alejandro Osuna in the tough left-on-left matchup. Able to work the walk. Now Max Acosta, right-handed batter. Bases loaded, two down. First pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Eighth hitter up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Acosta 1-for-2 with a single back in the third. Slightly open stance. Left heel up off the ground, just his toe touching. 0-1. Down, and it's one ball and one strike. Acosta has been incredible with runners in scoring position and been even better with runners in scoring position in two outs this year. One of the best in the Texas League, in fact. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Hollis over. He's under it. And he's there to make the catch in center field. So the side comes to a close, but the Rough Riders do score two runs. It comes on three hits, no errors, and three left on base. Bottom of the fourth inning next. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage over San Antonio here at Game 5 of the series. This gorgeous Saturday night, it's really turned into a perfect night for baseball. It's 97 degrees at first pitch, but it's cooled down just a little bit with the sun setting. First pitch to Connor Hollis is bunted down the third baseline. Cody Freeman watches it go foul. Picks it up. 0-1 on Hollis, the center fielder. He flied out to center back in the first inning. Santos has been very efficient so far. 37 pitches through three innings. 10 pitches in the first, 9 in the second, 18 in that third. picked up his first two strikeouts of the outing in that third inning as well, stranding the first hit he allowed. He inserts his right foot on the first base side of the rubber as Hollis calls time and steps out. Hollis has been very impressive in center field in this series. Very natural out there. Santos, the 0-1, that rides up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. And that's for a non-natural center fielder either. Hollis originally came up with the Red Sox organization. Here's the 1-1. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-2. He has been a Swiss Army knife for sure defensively. He's played six different positions this year. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on the high fastball. Hollis down on strikes. Third K for Santos, and there's one away. Hollis played the outfield for the first time in 2021 after being drafted in 2019. And he has been very impressive in this series out there, gliding after baseballs. So here's Cole Cummings in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1, first offering change. Cummings grounded out to third his first trip. 0-1. A high fly ball, towering shot to left center. Osuna gliding under it himself, and the center fielder puts it away. Two outs. Riders leading 2-0 for Robbie Tenorowicz. Hit by a pitch back in the second inning. First base runner that Santos allowed, and one of the two he's allowed so far. Total in his start. Two outs, bases clear. Santos steals home. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tenorowicz has had a tough series, just 1-for-13. Double and two walks. 0-1. Up and outside, it's one ball and one strike. Santos's fastball has been firm tonight, that last one in 97. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Busted it right by him with the changeup. 1-2. Trying to throw another 1-2-3 inning. He's faced the minimum in three of the four so far in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fourth strikeout for Winston Santos. Another 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top five next. 2-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Top half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders with a 2-0 advantage and looking to pad it against Daniel Camarena. The left-hander faces Hatcher, Freeman, and Ortiz for the Rough Riders. Stretching the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The line is now finalized for Ryan Burgert in his start for San Antonio. After Camarena got the final out in that fourth inning. The pitch sizzles outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Burgert went 3 2/3 innings, allowing two runs, both earned on seven hits. Struck out four and walked one. 1-1. Hatcher swings, puts it off the end of the bat. Slow tapper out to second. Reyes backhands, throws off balance to first, and just gets him. Hatcher out number one. Reyes, a tough play, charging in and backhanding the ball with his momentum taking him basically towards the third base bag. He kind of rotated his body and threw it across his body. Sidearm over to first to get him, and the home run hitter Cody Freeman takes his turn. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's the stretch of the pitch. That's over the outside corner at the knees of strike, 0-1. If you recognize the name Daniel Camarena, you may recognize him for when he pitched against the Rough Riders last year, or you recognize him from his time in San Diego. The 0-1. That one misses up, and it's one ball and one strike. He became very popular very quickly in 2021 when he was called up as a reliever to the Padres. The 1-1. That one misses low, and it's two balls and one strike. That 2021 Padres team was really incredible for their uncanny ability to hit a ton of grand slams. They were nicknamed Slam Diego. 2-1. There's a line shot into left center. It sinks down in front of Cole Cummings. He cuts it off in the gap and fires it back in, but not before Cody Freeman has himself a single, his second hit today. Second two-hit game of the series. Malek Ortiz stands in now. One out, top of the fifth inning, 2-0 Riders. Here's the stretch in the offering home. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. So Camarena came up, and this is still in the National League in 2021 when pitchers can hit. And he hit a grand slam against Max Scherzer back on June 8th in 2021. Pitches outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Against all people, Max Scherzer. It was an incredibly rare feat. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. And low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. He was the first Major League relief pitcher to hit a grand slam since Don Robinson in 1985. And the first pitcher to have his first hit be a grand slam since 1898. He steps off the rubber. Not something you see every day, and one of the more wild moments in Major League history. 2-1. Outside corner, a strike to Ortiz, 2-2. And he steps out. One looked off the plate. He stands back in from the left side. Two-two pitch on the way. There's a fly ball down the left field line towards the on-field bullpen for San Antonio. Third baseman Castagnon watches it go into the seats. Still two balls and two strikes. Camarena had to undergo Tommy John surgery and miss almost all of 2022. Found himself back in the minor leagues last year and then the same this year. Really one of those guys you believe he's going to be groomed to be a coach at some point. Really smart guy. Throw over to first, not in time to get Freeman. And already some action with a left-hander loosening out of the bullpen down the left field line for the Missions. It's Ryan Ock. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Ortiz strikes out. Chase low and away. Two away, and Aaron Zavala stands in now. Hey, 2-0 Frisco. Play in the top of the fifth inning. Zavala 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth in the pitch. A swing and a miss and a high fastball 0-1. Freeman 11-for-12 in steals. He takes his lead off of first. And draws a throw. He's back in. One of the more efficient stolen basemen on this team, though a smaller sample size than some. Max Acosta has been caught the most times, 8, with 20 steals. 0-1. Slider over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-2. Camarena throws in that lead low three-quarters arm slot, almost throwing behind a left-handed batter. He readies from the stretch in the 0-2. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He didn't go. Upon appeal, and it's 1-2. Appealing to the umpire, Kyle Stutz, in the middle of the field. 1-2 on Zavala. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball, fly ball into shallow right field. Perez coming in a step. He's there to make the catch. Side retired. Oh, the Rough Riders get a single from Cody Freeman, but go quietly. They still lead 2-0 into the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders, a 2-0 advantage. Marcos Castagnon, Michael De La Cruz, Lucas Dunn. The 3-2 up, and the first pitch to Castagnon is popped foul back behind home. Just shy of us. 0-1. Two runs on 8 hits for the Rough Riders. No errors. No runs on 1 hit and no errors for the Missions. 0-1. Breaking ball tagged in the air. Foul down the left side, and it's 0-2. We talked about the success of Rough Riders starting pitching so far in this series. It's been extremely impressive. In fact, Rough Riders starters in this series have yet to allow an earned run so far. Ben Anderson went 6 shutout in the opening game of this series. Dane Acker allowed 5 runs, but all of them were unearned in his start. In game 2, Mitch Brett went 5 shutout in game 3. Pitch is high, and it's 1-2. And Kamar Rocker went 4 shutout innings yesterday in his start. Santos pitching into the fifth, the 1-2. There's a fly ball hit well out to deep left field. Zavala turns and watches, and there goes that streak. It's gone. Marco goes Castagnon with his first hit of the series, his ninth home run of the year, and it's now 2-1. Rough Riders leading. Ball was hammered 101 off the bat, 389 feet. Out to left center field. Now here's Michael De La Cruz. First pitch up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the home run ball has been a problem for Winston Santos here at AA. He lifts the leg and pitches. There's a foul ball straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Santos allowed just 3 home runs at the high A level. That's now 6 home runs allowed in 5 starts here in AA. The 1-1. On the inside corner, a strike, 1-2. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the 5th inning. 1-2, poked at and fouled away down the left side. Defensive swing from De La Cruz, and it's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. This game obviously far from over with just the 2 runs of offense, but now it's a 1-run game. Santos rocks in the 1-2. Chopped down the first baseline and foul, and it's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, in our conversation with John Goble, the Riders' pitching coach, before today's game, we talked a lot about Santos. And basically what Goble said was, when you have a guy who had so much success throwing strikes and getting outs while throwing strikes at the high A level, 1-2. There's a line drive to third. Freeman spears it out of the air, and the shift playing to his left. Makes the grab, and there's one away. Lucas Dunn now stands in. 2-1 Riders lead it in the 5th. You have a guy like that, and then he comes up here to the AA level, and in his first start, he immediately gets hit around. His first start, he allowed 3 homers and 5 runs in 2 2/3 innings to Corpus Christi. First pitch, swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. And so you immediately worry about overcompensation. And he said he's seen a little bit of that in his last few starts. 0-1. Up and in, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Thinking that, you know, I have to throw it outside the zone more and make sure I get more strikes outside the zone with my pitches. 1-1. Fly ball off the end of the bat, shallow center field. Osuna coming on. It's a coast to the second baseman. Back into a back pedal. He reaches up to make the catch. 2 outs consecutively after the home run. And Robert Perez stands in. 2-1 Rough Riders. Santos looks in at the right-hander in the pitch. There's a fly ball hammered out to deep left field. Bat flip, and it's gone. Just like that, we're tied at 2. 2 solo home runs in this bottom half of the 5th inning. Was a bomb, 111 miles an hour off the bat, 422 feet. For Robert Perez Jr., his 6th of the season. We're tied up at 2 apiece. And here's Ray Patrick Ditter, the pitch. Just a hair outside. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. And that could have been called a strike. That was fully in the zone, it looks like. 1-0. Just down and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. 2-2 ball game, bottom half of the 5th. The pitch. Fouled back. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ditter struck out back in the 3rd. It's been a tough go for Ditter. He had a 2-hit game in the opener of this series, the homer, but 3 for his last 54. 2-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. That's over a span of 16 games for him. 2-2 offering. Fastball up and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Only 3 hits for San Antonio. 2 of them have been solo homers in this 5th inning. Right-hander rocks. Pitches home. Breaking ball. Tag foul down the left field line. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santos still in really good shape with the pitch count. 67 pitches. 3-2 pitch. Bottom of the zone. Strike 3 called. Winston Santos picks up the strikeout. That's his 5th, and he's out of the 5th inning. But 2 solo home runs tie the game at 2 apiece. We go to the top of the 6th inning next. The Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Meneses begins the top half of the 6th inning for the Rough Riders, tied at 2 on this Saturday night. Ryan Auk takes over on the mound for the Missions. Daniel Camarena done after his 1 1/3 innings. Meneses 2-for-2 in the first pitch. Cuddles with the outside corner, a strike, gets 0-1. Auk, the left-hander, pitching in his 2nd game in this series. He deals way outside the backstop and the side armor, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. He allowed 4 runs over his 2 innings against the Rough Riders on Wednesday. Part of the 7-run 8th inning for the Riders. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, it's 1 ball and 2 strikes in this lefty-lefty matchup. If you're just joining us, the Riders scored 2 runs in the 4th inning on a Cody Freeman solo homer and an Alejandro Osuna bases loaded walk. And then the Missions just tied it up with a home run from Marcos Castagnon and a Robert Perez Jr. solo home run in the bottom of the 5th. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch away. He went around for strike 3. It goes back to the backstop. De La Cruz Fields throws to first, not in time. A strikeout, but a wild pitch, and Meneses is aboard. That's one way to get base runners. Went all the way back to the backstop, and they had to appeal down to third to see if he went or not. He did, and so Meneses was standing at home plate, then looked down, said, "Oh, I went," and then took off for first and still was able to make it. So Freiner Chavez bats now, 1-for-2 today. Runner at first, nobody out, and the pitch. Over for a strike to the switch hitter batting from the right side. It's 0-1. Bottom third of the order due up for the Riders in this 2-2 game. 0-1 outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Riders have outscored the Missions, including tonight, 20-14 in this series, and Also, when you include tonight, out hitting them 48-23. Throw goes over to first, not in time. So more than double the hits so far in the first four-plus games of this series. Pretty dominating so far. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to Capers. He's 4-for-11 in the set. Bounced out to short back in the fourth inning. To second base. 1-2. Strike three call. Caught him on the upper edge inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts. There's the first out, though, in the sixth inning. And Scott Capers stands in. Capers 0-for-1 with a walk. Initial pitch, up and outside, one ball and no strikes. Riders with 8 hits today on offense, but they've stranded 7 on the base pass already through 5 innings. 1-0, there's a fly ball down the right side, it's foul out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position tonight. San Antonio on the other side, the first 3 games of this series, they went 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. And they went 3-for-6 last night. They're 0-for-2 tonight with runners in scoring position. 1-1 is flicked foul back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Offense has been hard to come by for the most part in this series. The Riders had that explosion in Game 2 with 11 runs. But besides that, game high for both combined teams has been just 5. Capers calls time and steps out. Runner at first, 1 down, tied at 2, top of the 6th inning. One, two, up and outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Riders are playing with just 26 active players on their roster right now. Santos is going to come out for the 6th inning. Kicking a throw over to first, not in time. There's nobody warming in either bullpen right now. Expecting Santos to go 6 innings, and then I'll make it easier on the Riders' bullpen as Robbie Ahlstrom was bumped up to AAA before today's game. The pitch is up and outside, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Capers. Right now, if you look at the Rough Riders bullpen, Ricky DeVito is available tonight. Andy Rodriguez and Skylar Hales and Jackson Kelly all available as well. 3-2, runner goes, it's fouled back. And it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. That ball caroming off the sweet level and down into the third row. Between home plate and the Riders dugout on the right side. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Capers. A throw over, not in time. There's the second disengagement for Ryan Ock. Spelled O-C-H. Pronounced Ock. 3-2, runner takes off again. Outside, ball 4. Capers has reached twice today on a pair of walks. Runners at first and second and 1 out here in the 6th inning. Top of the order in Alejandro Osuna. Same pre-game routine that, or pre-at-bat routine that he does every time, where he walks up, draws a circle around the plate, then flails his arm in a large circular motion, and then stands in. Something he's been doing for a long time. The pitch ends on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. He said he did something similar his first professional season when he was playing in Mexico. But he didn't like it. And then once he started playing stateside with Down East, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. He tried the longer routine, and he started hitting really well, so he's kept it ever since. A superstitious man. Runners at first and second. No 1-1. Osuna takes a hair outside. Two balls and one strike. Tied at two. Top of the sixth inning. Still just one out in the frame. And the top of the order due up. This is where you want to do some damage against Ryan Ock, who readies and deals. Swinging a foul back into Michael De La Cruz's glove, the catcher, and it's two balls and two strikes. Infield the pull, outfield straight up. A double into left center field for Osuna in the first, and a bases loaded walk in the fourth. 2-2. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. Just got a piece on a defensive swing out on his front foot, flailing with his right arm. Just able to catch a seam of the baseball and foul it off. The Aces leads from second, Capers from first. Left-hander readies once again in the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a foul just in and out of De La Cruz's glove, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Max Acosta on deck, 1-for-3 today. More importantly, a right-handed batter against the left-hander who's been so good against lefties this year. The 2-2. Low and outside. 3-2. The next pitch will be the eighth in the plate appearance for Osuna. Left-hander readies. He brings it. Swinging a ground ball, rope through the right side into right field, a base hit. Mieses getting the wave around third. Perez's throw up the line, not in time, and Riders take the lead. RBI single for Alejandro Osuna on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. A ground ball single through the right side, and Luis Mieses was able to come in to score ahead of the throw. Big at-bat for Alejandro Osuna. And the Rough Riders have a 3-2 advantage here in the sixth inning. Runners on the corners and one down. An opportunity to add on against Ock. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Low and outside, a one ball and no strikes. Acosta singled into right field back in the third inning. Osuna has his lead from first in the pitch. Fastball inside corner, strike. One ball and one strike on Acosta. The third pitcher for the Missions tonight in some trouble. And Jason Blanchard gets loose out of the bullpen. The pitch slips across the outside corner at the knees for a strike. 1-2. Ock ahead now. Double play depth up the middle. And a throw over to first, not in time. Osuna back in safely. Alex DeGody, the first base coach, going over and having a chat with Osuna, who takes his lead once again. Left-hander readies. And the 1-2. Well up and outside. Great play by De La Cruz, leaping up and backhanding it, saving it from back to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes. Left-hander throws over to first again, and Osuna is back in. Acosta trying to add to the Rough Riders' lead here. Left-hander ready, 2-2. Popped up foul on a play down the right side, still 2-2. Some good news from Arlington. The Rangers in action against the Red Sox, trying to tie that series up at one game apiece. And the Rangers, a 7-4 lead over Boston right now. In the top of the eighth inning, they fell behind 3-0 early, but Jonah Heim tied it with a 3-run homer. 2-2 inside, 3-2 on Acosta. And then Leody Taveras, second straight day with a home run. His ninth of the season, gave the Rangers the lead. Ended up driving in another run later on in the game on a base hit. The pitch. There's a line drive looped into right field. Perez under it. He makes the catch. Capers tags from third. Perez's throw to the plate. Not in time. Just a little bit up the first baseline, and Capers slides in safely. Rough Riders add on. It's now 4-2. Sack fly to right field for Max Acosta. Getting the job done. Two outs, and here's Josh Hatcher. And that's going to be it for Ryan Ock. Luke Montz out of the dugout. And the manager will take the ball from his left-hander. New pitcher into the game, Jason Blanchard. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. 4-2 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Two outs, runner at first on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Runner at first, two outs in the sixth inning, a pitching change for the Missions. Jason Blanchard takes the hill. Four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. And he faces Josh Hatcher. Riders lead 4-2. First pitch, we'll have to wait a throw over to first to check on Osuna. He's back in. And Jason Blanchard might have gotten up so much in the bullpen, they're going to call it a federal crime soon in this series. He had so many up-downs this series, but has not pitched the offering. There's a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Finally coming into the game and getting an opportunity to throw. Seemed like he was up at least once a game in this series. The 0-1, that's up high, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders would love another run in this inning. Two-run innings so far in this Saturday night ballgame. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hatcher today 0-3 after starting the series 6-12. Offering in, he swings and misses and strikes out. So Blanchard comes in, dispatches of Hatcher on four pitches. The Rough Riders do get two runs, though, and take the lead in the sixth inning on just one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom six next. Riders lead 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Winston Santos back to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Frisco now leading 4-2. Top of the order, Ripken Reyes due up, and the first pitch is over on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. A few different Rough Riders pitchers starting to mingle down in the bullpen. Santos, the 0-1. The fly ball lifted down the line in right field. Ortiz over towards the line, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field. One away, and Connor Hollis stands in. Santos looking for a clean, quick inning in the sixth. Hollis 0-2 with a fly out to center field and a strikeout. The pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. Here in San Antonio, they have two mascots. On-field mascots. Here's the windback of the pitch. Swinging a foul, and it's one ball and one strike. One of them is Balapeno. He's a jalapeno. Baseball at Balapeno. You know, that makes sense. The other is Henry the Puffy Taco. If you haven't been to San Antonio, you might never have heard of a Puffy Taco. The 1-1. It's fouled away down the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Well, Puffy Taco is kind of somewhere in between a tostado and a funnel cake. It's a fried puffy shell. You put a little more water in the dough and it puffs up. It was invented here in San Antonio in the 1950s. 1-2, that's low and outside in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. It was invented by a pair of brothers, Henry and Ray Lopez. And they first invented it and sold it at Ray's Drive-In. 2-2. Up and in. It's three balls and two strikes. Well, just a couple of years later, it became so popular that Henry actually split off from Ray, his brother, and created his own place called Henry's Puffy Tacos. The 3-2. Fouled away down the right side. It's still 3-2, and both are very popular here in San Antonio still, and both of them actually claim to be the originator of the Puffy Taco. It's a bit of a rivalry down here in San Antonio. But the Puffy Taco mascot is named Henry because of that. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him with a breaking ball on the inside corner. The slider from Santos. He strikes out Hollis. Six Ks for Santos, and there are two away. Nasty slider on the inside corner. That brings Cole Cummings to the plate, and John Goble exits the Rough Riders dugout. And he'll go have a chat with Santos. The right-hander is sitting on 77 pitches right now. Oh, just going to chat things over and make sure they're on the same page pitching to Cole Cummings as well. There's nobody throwing out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 4-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. If Santos is able to retire Cummings here and throw six clean innings, it would be his longest career double-A start and his fifth start here at the AA level. Goebel has set his piece. He's back to the dugout. Two outs, bases clear here in the sixth inning. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball, strike, outside corner, 0-1. The only blemishes tonight, Santos allowing the two solo homers in the fifth. 0-1. Check swing, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. Barely missing. The pitch. Swing and a foul back in a keeper's glove. He's ahead 1-2. And now Ricky DeVito has started to throw in the Riders' bullpen just in case. One ball and two strikes. Looking for strikeout number 7 here. He deals home. And he's got it. Swung on and missed. He struck out Cummings. 7 strikeouts for Winston Santos. Another 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth. We go top 7. 4-2 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jason Blanchard back out onto the hill in the top of the seventh inning. Frisco a 4-2 advantage in game 5 of 6 in this series. For the win today, the Riders win the series. Cody Freeman leads it off. He'll be followed by Abimelech Ortiz and Aaron Zavala, middle third of the order. Blanchard, the left-hander, deals home. That's on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. So Winston Santos, if he's done tonight, it looks like he is, as Ricky DeVito is throwing in the Riders' bullpen down the right side. 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs with 7 strikeouts and no walks. This pitch is fouled back into De La Cruz's glove, and it's 0-2. Another strong performance by the right-hander and his first quality start in a Frisco Rough Riders uniform. As many of you know, a quality start, at least 6 innings and no more than 3 earned runs. 0-2 pitch home to Freeman. Inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Freeman, who's 2-for-3 today with a home run and a single. Left-hander pitches. Down and into the backstop, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santos coming off what was a tough start against Tulsa, really showing out, and a good performance that he'll be able to hang his hat on. Still some things to work on with the 2 solo home runs, but you love the 7 strikeouts, no walks. The pitch, and the inside corner is strike 3. Cody Freeman down on strikes. Second strikeout for Blanchard. One out, and Abib Malenko-Ortiz stands in. Ortiz 0-3 today. First pitch. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Still in search of that first hit in the series. He is the only Rough Rider, or he and Josh Hatcher are the only Rough Riders who have yet to reach today. The 0-1. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Nine hits today for the Rough Riders, leading 4-2 in the seventh. 1-1. Swing and a miss. None to Fish, low off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Tough matchup left on left. Blanchard kicks home. There's a line drive into left field, sinking on Cummings. He slides in and makes the catch. They rob Zabby Ortiz, trying to go the opposite way. Two down. Really nice play by Cummings on a sinking line drive with topspin out to left field. And he came in and made a sliding, diving catch. The ball got away from the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right side, and Robert Perez able to collect it and throw it over to Seth Clark. Gotta love on-field bullpens. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. Swinging a foul into De La Cruz's glove, 0-1. Zavala singled and scored back in the fourth inning on the Alejandro Osuna bases loaded walk. Oh, one pitch. It's low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Luis Mieses on deck. Blanchard kicks home. It's low and outside. Two balls and one strike now on the left fielder. Hoping that this is a bit of a turnaround series for Zavala. He's swinging the bat a lot better in this set. 2-1. He swings and pops it foul back behind home. 2-2. Still looking for that first home run in over 200 at-bats. Last home run was May 4th at Corpus Christi. Still sitting on three home runs this season. The pitch is outside, and it's three balls and two strikes. Left-hander readies, and the payoff pitch on the way to Zavala. On the outside corner, strike three called. Zavala down on strikes. Riders done in the top of the seventh. We go bottom seven. Stretch time, Riders lead 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Those cheers must mean it's Ricky DeVito on the mound, and it is. DeVito taking the hill for Winston Santos. What a start for Winston. He goes six innings, allowing two runs, both earned on three hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. First pitch to Robbie Tanerowicz from DeVito is swung on and missed. On a first pitch fastball at 96, it's 0-1. DeVito has been very good over his last couple outings. He readies here and offers home. Fastball up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. The 25-year-old, even though he allowed a home run his last or two times out ago against Tulsa, struck out the side in one of his two innings. He fires. Breaking ball, check swing, didn't go. 2-1. And then two strikeouts in his appearance here on Wednesday in a scoreless and perfect inning. Two balls and one strike on Tanerowicz. The pitch. That's outside, 3-1. He slipped off the mound. Looks like he's okay. 4-2 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the seventh inning. DeVito's biggest problem has been the walks this year. When his command has been on, he's been nearly untouchable. The pitch. There's a high fly ball out to left field, pushing Zavala back. And he's coming in now, shy of the warning track, there to make the catch. Bit of a banana route for Zavala, but went back and had time to recover and came in and made the catch. One out for Marcus Castagnon. He homered back in the fifth inning. DeVito this year, a 3.82 ERA, 50 strikeouts in 37 and two-thirds innings, but 38 walks. Opponents hitting just 188 against him this year. The pitch. Low and away in the dirt, 1-0. Riders lead it 4-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. DeVito from the stretch in the 1-0. There's a fly ball foul out of play down the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders pitching once again phenomenal tonight with Santos and looking to keep it going. Time called. How many times have we said that tonight? Pitching has been, this season. It's just been incredible this season for the Rough Riders. Without a doubt, the reason why the Rough Riders have the best record in AA has been their pitching staff. 1-1. On the outside corner is strike, and it's 1-2. And as the season progresses and you lose guys to promotion, to trade, to injury, sustainability in the minor leagues is the biggest thing. 1-2, a chopper foul down the left side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And that's what's made this team so impressive is they continue to sustain their incredible numbers through all the adversity that they've faced so far, and more is to come in this month of August. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ricky DeVito with the splitter for the strikeout. Two down. Michael De La Cruz stands in now. Four two Riders, bottom of the seventh. DeVito readies and brings it. And low, and it's one ball and no strikes. De La Cruz, a ground out and a line out, is two trips. Still just three hits today for San Antonio. 1-0. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He didn't go, and it's two balls and no strikes. Infield the pull. Right-hander's offering. Inside, 3-0. De La Cruz just 1-for-10 in this series. 3-0. Down and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk. Lucas Dunn stands in. Riders pitching coach John Goble was talking about Ricky DeVito and saying if he could get his walk rate down to even just league average, 12-13%, he would be incredible. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Swinging a foul back into Caper's glove, and it's 0-1. And that's where he'd like him to be. Right now, his walk rate at 22%. Probably a little higher, definitely a little higher than you'd like him. Striking out almost 30% of batters, though. The 0-1, down and in. One ball and one strike. The 22% walk rate is second highest in his career, only to his limited action with the Rough Riders last year. The 0-2, swinging a soft roller out in front of the plate. Capers has got it. Bare hands, whips it to first and gets him. Great play by Scott Capers, and DeVito taps him on the chest protector, saying that's a great play. And the Rough Riders are out of the bottom of the seventh inning. We go to the top of the eighth inning next. It's 4-2. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top half of the eighth inning brings Luis Mieses to the plate. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders, leading 4-2. Mieses, left-handed batter against Jason Blanchard in the first pitch. That's up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mieses 2-for-3 today with two singles and a strikeout, but he reached on that strikeout because of a wild pitch and then came in to score. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. There's a fly ball rocketed into center field. Hollis going back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. One of the deepest center fields in the Texas League. And Mieses just tested the boundaries. Hollis made a great grab. One away, and Frainer Chavez bats. Riders leading by two. Chavi 1-for-3 today. Stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Well, you think about this Winston Santos start today, allowing the two runs over six innings, and we talked a little bit about what John Goble said about not overcompensating here at the AA level. The 0-1, there's a fly ball and a play down the right side, 0-2, and if Santos can take this start and continue what he did today into his next few starts and continue to pump into the zone and pick up
strikeouts, and even though it'll be some hard contact against him, he's getting outs. If he can continue what he did today, bookmark this one. We'll come back to it. The pitch is fouled away down the right side, and it's still 0-2 because this has a potential to be the kind of start that you look back on and say that was the turning point for him. Here's the stretch by the left-hander in the 0-2. Chavez down on strike, swinging. Two down. Fourth strikeout for Blanchard. Scott Capers bats now. Riders leading 4-2. Top of the eighth inning. Capers has reached twice in a couple walks. He's 0-1. Initial offering home. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Riders scoring two runs in the fourth inning and two in the sixth inning tonight. Two in the fifth for the Missions, their only output. 0-1. Top of the zone, a strike. 0-2. And Capers calls time and steps out. Riders would be very happy with this kind of win here tonight. With the pitching that they've had. The offering is up and away, and it's 1-2. Capers has caught a good game behind the plate today. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, Scott down on strikes. Inning comes to a close. Riders go down in 1-2-3 fashion against Blanchard. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning next. It's 4-2 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth brings Robert Perez Jr. in the eighth spot to begin it. He homered back in the fifth inning at the time, tying the game at two apiece. The Rough Riders scoring two runs in the sixth inning to take the lead right back, and that's our score at 4-2. Ricky DeVito back on the hill for his second inning. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter, and DeVito brings in the first pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. DeVito struck out one, faced one over the minimum with a walk in the seventh inning. He readies in the 0-1 pitch. Chopped foul down the third baseline. He's ahead 0-2. When DeVito is ahead in the count, he is devastating. The toughest thing for him has been getting ahead in the count. Opponents are hitting just 159 against him when he's ahead in the count. 0-2. Bends inside on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Perez dramatically bending out of the way himself. And all the way out of the box, nearly losing his balance. 1-2. And DeVito's pitch. Another breaking ball inside. It's 2-2. Tomorrow, the series finale between these two will be at 6:05. DeVito, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. One off the outside corner with the changeup, and he strikes out Perez. Second strikeout, and there's one away. There's Ray Patrick Ditter. Emiliano Teodo expected to go for the Rough Riders in that finale tomorrow. The pitch. Ditter checks his swing. Didn't go off the outside corner. 1-0. Teodo probably going to go 2 to 3 innings or so, working his way back after missing a start last week. The 1-0. It's outside, and it's 2-0. And boy, is it going to be nice to see him again out on the hill. He's been the best pitcher in the Texas League this year, and arguably the best pitcher in the Rangers organization this year. Here's the 2-0. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat in the left center field, hanging up in the air. Osuna curls under it to make the catch. Fly out to the center fielder Osuna for Ditter. At the top of the order now, it's Rifkin Rams. The only player that you can make an argument who has been better in the Rangers organization this year has been Alejandro Rosario. Between low A down east and high A Hickory, a 2.42 ERA this season, with 108 strikeouts in 70 and two-thirds innings. The first pitch to Reyes is blasted down the right field line, but it hangs up as well. Ortiz back and under it. He puts it away, and the inning is over. Two nice innings for Ricky DeVito. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth inning next. The Rough Riders, a 4-2 advantage over the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Francis Pena, the new pitcher for San Antonio, as we make our way to the top of the ninth inning. It's 4-2 Rough Riders on this Saturday night. Happy to have you with us. Alejandro Osuna at the top of the order leads it off for the Riders. Then it's Max Acosta and Josh Hatcher in this ninth inning. Osuna has doubled, walked, and singled, with the last two driving in a run. First pitch. He takes away, and it's 1-0. Fastball at 97 from Pena. Osuna had the bases loaded, walk in the fourth, and then the go-ahead RBI single in the sixth inning. 1-0. Ground ball foul, ripped up the first baseline, and Skylar Hales in the Riders' on-field bullpen jumps over the top of it and caroms over the wall and Cooper Johnson able to backhand it there and toss it into the stands. One ball and one strike. Offering in. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders offense doing just enough tonight, but they would be very happy if they got another run of insurance here in the ninth inning. The pitch. Osuna fouls it straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Alejandro Osuna, you can make an argument offensively. He's been the team MVP since joining the Rough Riders. He's been that good on the offensive side. 25th game that he's played with Frisco. 2-2. There's a ground ball roped to the left side. Castagnon picks it third, sets his feet, and throws him out. One away. Osuna hit it hard on the ground, but he's retired. 108 on the exit velocity. Max Acosta stands in now. Right-handed batter. Pena stretches and deals. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike, 0-1. Feels like we've seen a ton of Francis Pena. And this is his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders this year. He's allowed four earned over four innings. 0-1. Chopped off the plate, out to second. Tough play, Reyes charging, picking belt high, throws off balance, gets him. Two outs. Rough Riders leading. Two down in the ninth inning. Josh Hatcher bats. Skyler Harrell is warming up. He'll get the ball in the ninth for the save. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down and in on Hatcher. 0-1. 0-for-4 night for the Riders' first baseman with a couple strikeouts. He's grounded out twice as well. 0-1. He swings and misses on a good offering from Pena at the bottom of the zone. 0-2. Frisco looking for their 10th hit tonight. 0-2. Down and in, 1-2. They've had 10 or more hits in three of the first four games in this series. Teetering on 9 right now. One, two. There's a fly ball foul down the left field line, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Sun has long set. The lights illuminating this ballpark with darkness around us. Here in West San Antonio. 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs and the base is clear. Pena stretches. 2-2. Down and in. We're full at 3-2. Good plate appearance for Hatch. This will be the 7th pitch. Upcoming to him. Hales is ready to go out of the bullpen. Ready to try and lock down this save, but Hatcher trying to extend this top of the ninth inning first. The offering home. It's up and away. Ball four. He works a walk. So Hatcher coaxes his way aboard, and that brings Freeman to the plate. Hatcher has now reached in 16 straight after that walk. Right-handed batting Cody Freeman. And the pitch is outside. One ball and no strikes. Freeman 2-for-4 today with a solo home run and a single. The pitch. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. The difference between a two-run game and a three-run game is significant here. 2-0 inside on Freeman. Three balls and no strikes with Abimelech Ortiz on deck. And if he does find his way aboard, Abby gets to face a right-handed pitcher. The pitch is outside for ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks. And here's Abimelech Ortiz with a chance to put this game on ice. Michael De La Cruz goes out and has a chat with his right-hander, trying to calm him down a little bit and give the scouting report on Abby. Abby's numbers much better against right-handers than left-handers this year. For Pena with San Antonio, right-handers hitting just 157 against him, lefties 292, and the only home run he's allowed this season came from a left-handed batter. First pitch. Swinging a line drive. Foul down the right side. Begging for the chuck. But it was just to the right side of the foul line, and it's 0-1. That one looked like extra bases off the bat. Nestled up into the netting. It actually got stuck in between the netting and the pole, and Robert Perez had to run and grab it, jump up and snatch it, and then toss it up into the stands. 0-1 on Ortiz with Hatcher at second and Freeman at first. Riders lead 4-2, top of the ninth. The pitch. There's a line drive out to left field, pushing Cummings back, still going, reaches up, and he made the catch. Wow. Cole Cummings robbing Abimelech Ortiz for the second time in this game. At the apex of his leap, he jumped up and made the catch and tumbled down onto the warning track. So with that, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, leading 4-2. Skyler Hale's on when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom of the ninth inning. Skyler Hales comes out for the save. Hales, the right-hander, deals with Connor Hollis to begin it. Right-hander against right-hander, first pitch. Fastball, middle, a strike at 95, and it's 0-1. Hales throws a ton of strikes. He's been good with the Rough Riders since coming up from High A Hickory. He offers. Breaking ball, top shelf, a strike, and it's 0-2. There's the slider, just the two pitches from Skyler. Going to go fastball and slider. And Hollis calls time and steps out. So far with the Rough Riders, a 1.93 ERA in 10 games. 0-2, fouled away down the right side. Still no balls and two strikes. In 14 innings, 19 strikeouts for him. To five walks, he's only allowed 9 hits. Opponents are hitting 188 against him. 0-2. Slider is high. One ball and two strikes. Better than that, though, he's allowing just a 604 OPS against him this year with the Rough Riders. 1-2. There's a line drive into right center. That one's down. Ortiz cuts it off and slings it in. Hollis leads off the ninth inning with a base hit. He got a fastball out over the plate and roped it to the opposite way. Cole Cummings takes his turn now. Oh for 3 today. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned by him at 94, and it's 0-1. Hales has been much more effective against right-handed batters than lefties this year with the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Right-hander is hitting 143. Lefties 222. One-one, chopped at the plate, foul. Still one ball and two strikes, or now one ball and two strikes, I should say. Double play is in order. Hollis leads from first. Right-hander's 1-2, down and in. 2-2. The fastball has such good ride on it, though. He's a much better fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher here in Frisco. With High A Hickory, it was the opposite. Almost 50% ground balls against him. Well, it's been over 55% fly balls here in Frisco. Swinging a ground ball, hit to second. Acosta's got it on to second for one. Chubby to first, double play. Hales rolls the double play, and there are two down. Ask and you shall receive. Here's Robbie Tenerowicz, the final hope for the Missions. Second double play, and the Riders have turned tonight. The tying run was at home. And it's there no longer. First pitch to Tenerowicz. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 97 up and in. His best heater tonight. 0-1 on the right-handed batter. Pitch home. Fouled straight back. One strike away from a victory tonight. And a series victory in San Antonio. No balls and two strikes, so the base is clear. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. Hales brings it. Outside with a slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. Tenerowicz 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch tonight. Winston Santos in line for the win. Yeah, the 1-2. It's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Santos with a chance to collect his second double-A win tonight. 2-2 offering on the way. Slider, ground ball up the middle. It leaks into left center. It's a base hit for Tenerowicz. Hanging slider in the middle of the plate, and Tenerowicz deposits it into center. Second hit of the inning. And here's Marcos Castagnon. Castagnon homered back in the fifth inning. He's one for three. And they will lift to Narowitz for a pinch runner. It's Jared Dale who comes on and runs. So again, that base runner doesn't matter right now. The one that matters is the one at the plate in Castagnon. Riders got a double play for the two outs in this ninth inning. Now a runner at first, and Castagnon stands in, and Scott Capers will go out and have a conversation with Skylar Hales. Cody Freeman joins the third baseman. Castagnon, his home run to left field was the first run against Santos in that fifth. Robert Perez then tied the game with a solo home run later on in the inning before the Rough Riders had the go-ahead runs in the sixth inning, including the Alejandro Osuna go-ahead RBI single. The Riders looking to take this Saturday night game here in San Antonio. Mound visit over. Here we go. Castagnon stands in from the right side. Hales has his sign. Black glove comes to his top of the belt. He pitches. It's a first pitch outside of the fastball. It's 1-0. Dale leads from first. Right-hander readies. And the 1-0. Fouled straight back. 1-1. A native of Reno, Nevada, Hales. Ball and one strike on Castagnon, who came in 0 for 10 in the series. The number 7 prospect in the Padres organization, native of San Bernardino, California. The 1-1. Foul back, it's 1-2, and once again the Missions are down to their final strike. Hales gets a new baseball. Infield very slightly to pull for the right-handed batter and playing back, including Freeman guarding the line at third. Hales readies in the 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking on the upper edge outside corner. Skylar Hales locks it down, and the Riders win 4-2. Frisco takes the series in San Antonio, and they have a chance to win 5 of 6 tomorrow. What a job by the Riders pitching staff tonight. Santos goes 6. He picks up the win. Ricky DeVito 2 scoreless. And Skylar Hales with the save. Riders win it 4-2. We'll break it down to the postgame show next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, a drone show going on up above us here in San Antonio. The Rough Riders win it by a final score of 4-2 here in Game 5 of this series, and they take the series 4-1. They have a chance to win 5 of 6 tomorrow as Emiliano Teodo will take the ball for the Rough Riders. Let's go over this ball game as it all started with the pitching. Winston Santos was fantastic in his start. He went 6 innings, picking up the win, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits, 7 strikeouts to no walks. Really impressive stuff by Santos and picking up the victory, his second in his career at the AA level. Ricky DeVito then threw 2 shutout innings, allowing just 1 base runner on a walk. And then it was Skylar Hales coming on, and he picks up the save in this ball game today. And a really impressive fashion, his second save in his AA career. So final line scores for both teams, 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders tonight. San Antonio, 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors on their side of things. Final game time here in San Antonio, not quite as quick as yesterday's 2 hours and 10 minutes, but not nearly as long as we've seen at times here in this series as well. And of course the computer froze up and it won't load to tell you the official score, so we'll hang tight for just a moment. But the Rough Riders do win it by that final score of 4-2. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you that official time, and we'll also tell you more about what's going on in the Texas League and tell you what the Rangers did tonight against the Boston Red Sox and also set up tomorrow's series finale. Rough Riders win it 4-2. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We'll welcome you back to San Antonio one final time on this Saturday night. Riders win it 4-2. Zach Bigley with you, giving you your post-game coverage. Let's start out with the scoreboard, and we start in the Texas League, where the Rough Riders hoping that Midland would fall so they can take sole possession of first place. That didn't happen. Midland won it 5-1 over Arkansas, and the Rough Riders will see the Rockhounds next week in Midland. Elsewhere around the league, other finals, Northwest Arkansas wins at 4-1 over Wichita. Springfield, an 8-2 victory over Tulsa. And a game still in action in the top of the ninth inning. Amarillo, they trail the Corpus Christi Hooks 9-5 on the road. As for the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Big League Club, they took on the Boston Red Sox in Game 2 of their 3-game series earlier tonight. And the Red Sox, they could not pick up the series victory. The Rangers win it by a final score of 7-4, and they have a chance to win the series tomorrow now. A Boston lead early in that game, 3-0, before a 3-run game tying homer by Jonah Heim. Former Rider Leota Taveras then hit a solo home run to give Texas the lead. And then again, former Rider Ezekiel Duran picking up an RBI single to make it 5-4, and then two more former Riders, Taveras and Josh Smith, gave Texas a little bit more cushion with RBI singles before Rob Refsnyder hit an RBI double to bring Boston within 3, but that's as close as they'd get as the Rangers win it by that final score of 7-4. At the AAA level, Round Rock in action against Sugar Land and the best team in minor league baseball. Sugar Land, they lead at 7-3 over the top of the Round Rock Express, with the Express turning to Robbie Ahlstrom in his AAA debut tonight. 2 scoreless innings with a strikeout. Congratulations to Robbie. That's a great accomplishment in his AAA debut, especially against such a potent lineup like Sugarland has. On the offensive side, Blaine Krim with a couple of singles, Dustin Harris with a couple of singles as well, and Kellen Strom is 1-for-3 with a base hit himself on an offensive side, but still trailing 7-3 as we've seen some pretty good offense over the last few days from Sugarland, including Jacob Melton with a grand slam yesterday for his first career AAA homer. And, of course, the number one prospect, Melton, is 1-for-3 today with an RBI single as well. So Round Rock trailing 7-3 that game in the seventh inning. Asheville hosted Hickory at the high A level. Asheville, the Colorado Rockies affiliate. And Hickory won 1-0 in that offensive haven down in Asheville. That's really impressive for Hickory to do that and have a shutout in that ballpark. While down east, they shut out Augusta for the second consecutive night. They win it 7-0 over the Braves affiliate at the low A level. So a really impressive day all the way around outside of AAA for the Rangers affiliates and the Big League club. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Missions will finish out this series at 6:05 here in San Antonio. Emiliano Teodo is expected to take the ball for the Rough Riders, and he's expected to go around 2-3 innings in that start. Tomorrow, Miguel Cienfuegos expected to go for the Missions on the other side. He started the opener of this series for San Antonio. So again, 6:05 tomorrow, 5:50 pregame show. We hope to have you along for the series finale of this set as the Riders try to take 5-6 over the Missions. That's going to do it for us tonight here on the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for joining us tonight. Riders win it 4-2. They have taken four of the first five games of this series, and they'll try again tomorrow at 6:05. We'll talk to you at 5:50, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!